Kevin Beckman is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, Vice President of Health, Home, and Crisis Interventions with Best Self. Tonight, WBEN and hundreds of Odyssey stations around the country are airing a two-hour program called I'm Listening to bring more awareness to mental health discussions. You know, Kevin, in your work, how important are these conversations?
I think the first I would say good morning and ask, how are you doing? Before we get started,
I think we're well. Thank you.
I think the conversations are very important, and how we start the conversations is equally important. And one of the things I think that we could do to really start the conversation, Susan, is just to ask people how they're doing, right? Sometimes we often listen to respond as opposed to listening to understand. And if we just ask someone how they're doing with the sole intent to understand how they're feeling and how they're doing, the conversation can take us places where we can offer support and guidance to individuals to talk about just how they're feeling.
We've been airing I'm Listening, a suicide awareness and prevention program for a number of years now. And Kevin, it really is a topic that's tough to talk about. And even if somebody is ready to talk about it, how to approach it, it's almost like it gets tough again. And how do you talk about a topic that is, you know, I don't want to say taboo, but it is very tough to have that conversation, to get it going?
Brian, I think that's a wonderful question. And it was actually one of the conversations my wife and I, who was a Buffalo public school teacher, she was at dinner with some of her friends, and they had noticed that one of her friends were just struggling, and she just asked how that person was doing, and then the floodgates opened. Now, my wife says all the time that she says, you know, being married to a therapist doesn't make her one. And she said, Kevin, I'm not qualified. And I always tell her, but you're qualified to ask how someone is doing. So the point is, I believe, though, although the topic is taboo, I think the conversation is changing within the community. So I think the world, there's things online, there's apps, there's things that we can do to just talk about it. One thing at Best Self that we always emphasize is having courageous conversations in the leadership, across to our counselors and therapists. Anyone who works with Best Self understands the how necessary it is to have those crazy conversations. So although they're difficult, any of us at the inception are more than qualified to check in on another human being.
You know, last weekend was the Out of the Darkness walk at Canalside, and it drew a huge amount of people down there showing really just how many people are directly or indirectly impacted. And it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I often talk about, we don't want to get too much into the numbers and statistics, because every person that ever sat in front of me, I was talking to that person. So it's really one. If we can change just one person's life, Susan, then we have done very good for our community. So the Out of the Darkness walk is fantastic. All of the community events that we do, we're looking at various communities in Best Self. I think one person told me, it's like everywhere that Best Self can be, we're there, if nothing else, Susan, to start the conversation.
There's also, you know, kind of a growing sentiment that we've been hearing among some people that, and you mentioned, how are you doing, to start that conversation, to be asking it of people all the time, that we're almost maybe asking it too much, that there's a constant attention on how are we doing on mental health, and that it could even stress people out that they're, you know, focusing on being in the perfect mental health all the time. How do you find the balance?
I think the balance is understanding in the continuum of care where mental health is. Mental health is health. If you were choking, I would not say, hey, did too many people ask, are you okay? You would want me to start the Heimlich maneuver. So there is no, it's never a situation where it's too much. asking how someone is doing, whether it's an open-ended question, like we started this, or just, hey, tell me about your day. So it can never be too much to check in on one person. How often do we hear the stories of, you know, one missed opportunity, or a kid may have started slipping in their schoolwork and one person didn't come and ask that person? I would rather err on the side of caution and me asking you every single time, and genuine, right? I actually love what I do. I love working for Best Self because I love helping people. I'm going to ask you every time I see you how you're doing, because I don't want to run the risk of missing the one day you need some support from me. So I don't think it's too much to ask and check on our people and see how they're doing. Brian, I just think that we as human beings, we as Buffalonians, especially as Buffalonians, because we're a neighbor of the city of good neighbors, I think it's okay to ask how we're doing, and it can never be too much.
Well, before we leave here, Kevin, how are you doing?
Thank you for asking. I am doing well today.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, helping us shine a light on this. Kevin Beckman, Vice President, Health, Home, and Crisis Interventions with Best Self. Tonight, I'm Listening, the special airs from 7 to 9 right here on WBEN and on the Odyssey app.